Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Utilay Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Happy Valentine's Day. Well, Valentine's Day has fallen on a Sunday, and that is the day of our program. So I really like to dedicate this to an interesting topic that comes up over the years. I do have my husband, Mark, with me. Hello, dear.
Hello.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We've been married about four and a half, almost, well, it's going to be five in July. But we have a very special story, and I like to talk about it on Valentine's Day special program.
It's the program of love.
It's the program where we can get away with talking about our relationship and how special that is. It's really special, dear. I just want you to know. I just want the world to know.
I love you too.
I enjoy being married to you. Now, this program, don't turn it off if you're single. Don't touch that dial. It's for you too. The reason why it is because if you're, if you're looking for a relationship, or even if you're not, I'm sure you're going to get something out of this program. But if you are single and you're looking for a relationship, this will give you hope and a future. I got to tell you, whatever your problem is with dating, it cannot be worse than mine was. I met Mark when I'm still in a wheelchair at the moment, but when he met me, I was in a wheelchair, technically quadriplegic. I do use my arms and everything, but it's not an attractive quality to be paralyzed and saying, "Would you like to go out?" Also, I have five children, all teenagers. Now, how do you like me now?
You still want to go out?
No, I did not intend to go out with, I never thought it was an option. You know, I never even dreamed of asking you out, dear. And I didn't.
I think the first time you asked me out was to a comedy club to celebrate your birthday.
Oh, yeah. That was a pity date. We met through a friend that knew that both of us liked to play chess. And we started playing chess and laughing and goofing around. Both of us were actually involved, not too much, but, you know, involved with other people. And it was just, there was no way we were interested in anything more with each other, but we just enjoyed each other's company so much.
I had a lot of fun. Every time I come over to the house to play chess, we just laughed and had fun. And was having more fun with you than I was with my girlfriend.
Yeah, that was the case with my situation. And, you know, it's very unique. It's very endearing. You can hear the program that we do have at our archived programs at hisability.com. I always like to direct people to that. It's such an interesting program. We did that in 2007, actually December 2007. You can find that on hisability.com. And you'll be able to click on that and hear when Mark met Lynn. And that, in a nutshell, dear, is what? That you were nervous.
Yes, and, I was nervous. Never.
Why were you nervous?
I never met a person in a wheelchair before.
Yeah, it's all about the wheelchair until you get to know me.
Yeah, after 10, 15 minutes of sitting out on the balcony, getting ready to play chess, I forgot all about the wheelchair.
I love hearing that. And then there was another program we did on dating a quadriplegic. Yes. So whatever your problem is, there is hope for you. If I can snag a guy...
Is that like what you is did, wonderful. Snag me?
No, I didn't intend to. I never had any. I didn't have any intention to try to go out with somebody and get married. I was divorced with five children. I'm in a wheelchair. Never really thought. I really didn't want the complications of a relationship. It was way above my thinking. It was way beyond my ability to comprehend a relationship in my life at that time. And I just was wanting to enjoy, you know, whoever I was with, just enjoy the company with no pressure of
you
that.
Know, when we were first dating, I was working occasionally in the area of your home. I was fixing computers. And I called one time
because
I was in the area
to
say, hey, I'm in the area. Do you want some company? We can play some chess. And you said, oh, yeah, okay, that'd be great. And before you hung up the phone, I was listening. You go, he's coming over. He's coming over.
How embarrassing. You know, so, you can't slam those cell phones down.
Fast enough.
Yeah, it takes so much time. Oh, you could hear the excitement in my voice.
Yes, I could. Yes.
I was thinking to myself, He met me and he's coming back again.
What's wrong with this guy?
Yeah. I of course my confusion grew as you slowly over time
got closer.
Were giving me signs of being very interested, spending more time over the house. Everybody's watching, kind of looking, winking at each other in the house, watching you come over more and more. And I was like, is this guy all right in the head? He's confused.
Does he realize all the issues I have?
He was, I recognized you as a man of integrity and a level-headed person. And for you to be pursuing someone in my state and my state of being.
You know, God was doing a major work on me at that time. And I wasn't looking at you at all of these deficits that you were looking at you on. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I was just seeing this beautiful lady in a wheelchair and great sense of humor and loves all the things that I love. And I couldn't help myself.
that's what you keep saying.
The guys at my work were teasing me. So you going to see the chick in the chair again?
I was the chick in the chair.
Yeah, I'm going to see her again.
What's up with that?
Yeah, well, she's got you wrapped around her finger and just dragging you all around the yard. And it didn't matter. God blessed me with a pair of eyes that I love you. I love your spirit. I love your demeanor and your sense of humor, and you're intelligent. There were so many qualities that were blinding the
physical
the deficits. Yeah, that I
praise
just
God.
Yeah.
Well, praise God for the spiritual realm.
Yes.
Well, the spiritual aspect, I think, it really took over for us.
God, the Holy Spirit, His character, just that was just huge for me. I just was so in love with what God is doing and who God is. And you seem to know more than anybody else I had ever met before. So that was a big attraction.
So you were attracted to God therefore you noticed that I seemed to know Him and you wanted to know Him.
Absolutely.
So that was cool.
Yeah. It was just emanating from you.
I think you said before that we were talking about spiritual things and you were at a place where I could tell, you know, I didn't think you were born again. Maybe you were a long time before that, but you were mixed up with things that I knew weren't really right.
And I was born again, but I had some really bad doctrine over the years.
Like New Age-ish almost.
Some things. There were some things that, you know, that weren't right.
Right, and I just couldn't, I just knowing, you know, I was not condescending and I just had a knowing look on my face like, well, you know, I didn't try to talk you out of your beliefs, but somehow you said I just emanated like a knowing look.
Yeah. Every once in a while I would utter something that is just not truth. And you very gently would say, well, no, that's not right because, and then you'd quote some verse that countered my thinking. And little by little, all these little very gentle corrections, I started to realize, you know a lot about God and I don't. And here I thought I did. And that was the most attractive quality,
I think.
That was huge because I wanted to know more about
God.
Yeah.
Yay, God. Well, yeah, I didn't have any hope of, you know, moving into a relationship with you. It was very much a surprise, but pretty much both of us could not help ourselves. And eventually we decided to go for the dating thing. And
yeah, that was an interesting
move. And, you know, it's in my book, First Wash the Inside. There's a section in there. I have it even on the His Ability website because the story, we read it. I had somebody read it at our wedding too. I entitled it, He Must. And the reason was that my outlook on life at that time, having been divorced for, I don't know, 9 or 10 years, was that I wouldn't really be interested or allow anybody in my life with my children that wasn't a certain quality of person, a certain level. And I wasn't really going to bother with thinking about remarriage or anything. So I put some standards that I was looking for, kind of spiritually speaking, to the Lord in my heart. And he just molded and shaped you right into whatever I was looking for. And there was just, there was so many. And then of course, you had to be interested in me. I wasn't going to ask you. So that was all miracles upon miracles to me. And, you know, you can say don't underestimate yourself, but if you talk to the world, any guy, and tell him what this man here did, he's going to scratch his head and go, I don't know how he can do it.
Yeah, my friends don't understand.
Because they, you know, the physical world is all they know.
Well, it's because they look at relationships from a selfish perspective. What can she do for me? And I wasn't doing that. I was looking at the relationship from a spiritual perspective.
And in that world, I could do for you.
Absolutely.
We were reciprocating. You know, I was able to be there for you in a way that you needed.
The spirit is not bound to fleshly capabilities.
Wow. So you can read that story. It's touched many lives. I think that's the feedback I hear most. I'm always surprised people that have read our story online. We've heard that they're crying and their tears are flowing down their face as they read the story. It's in my book as well. Just how God put us together and how I mean, it was just kind of a gift from God, our marriage, that we got together. He just, you know, I was just set on not ever getting remarried, but it was a gift. And
yeah, and our kids blend real well.
Yeah,
the blended family,
the five
is just
kids
amazing.
And the two kids.
Just, before we lose our last few seconds, I want to say thank you for sending me the flowers to work for Valentine's
You're
Day.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
I got teased a little bit, but it was okay.
Oh, well, I enjoy that you get teased.
I'm sure you do.
Secretly. Well, thanks for joining us. I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day, and give a hug and a kiss to somebody you love today, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.